From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The Taliban formally confirms the death of Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement Thursday said Omar died of illness, but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The Taliban says Omar did not leave Afghanistan at any time since U.S.-backed forces overthrew the group in 2001, despite the Afghan assertion he died in a hospital in Pakistan. Taliban leaders in the city of Quetta have chosen a successor, Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansur, who had been Omar's deputy. Pakistan says the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Investigators in Toulouse, France, will start examining a piece of plane debris found on Reunion Island to determine if the numbers found on the object correspond to the Malaysian airline jet that mysteriously vanished in March of last year. The 2-meter-long fragment, a wing component called a flaperon, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, east of Madagascar and more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last tracked. French aviation expert Xavier Teitelman examined photos of the part and tells VOA he's confident belongs to the plane.
We only found one match. It was with the flaperon of the Boeing 777. It was not only the shape that matched, but also the holes for the connection in it.
The Malaysia Airlines flight, which is carrying 239 people, took off from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on March 8th of 2014 on its way to Beijing. It vanished from radar more than an hour later, somewhere over the South China Sea. This is VOA News. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and old men being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. The officials say many of the terrorists were killed and a number of weapons and vehicles seized. The United States added 26 new names to its list of persons and entities targeted for sanctions over Russia's actions in Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department listed 13 individuals and entities linked to serious and sustained evasion of existing sanctions by Gennady Timchenko and Boris Rotenberg, longtime close associates of President Vladimir Putin, and by the Kalashnikov concern, maker of the Kalashnikov assault rifle. All three are already on the sanctions list. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik air base is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, which is located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by the U.S. in its battle against jihadists. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik air base to U.S. jets